Well, today we're celebrating Pentecost Sunday, and it is a big day, and we don't realize that sometimes it's not given quite the credit in the church that it should have. You know, we have Christmas, and we read the Christmas story and celebrate at that time, and we should, and then during Easter, we go over the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus, and we should, but sometimes we miss Pentecost Sunday. And it is a huge moment in the church. And it's a huge moment like the birth of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus. What a difference it makes for us today and for our lives. So it is a day that we need to recognize, and we need to read the account of what happened on the day of Pentecost. So if you have your Bibles, turn to Acts chapter 2. You know, I really appreciate our sound guys. You know, they don't get a lot of credit. You know, when everything's going great, no one notices. The only time you notice it is everything doesn't go perfect. And so, but they do an amazing job. Nate, you know, all you people you got trained, they do an amazing job. Let's give them a hand. We've got people around here that figure things out. I don't know how they do it. If it was up to me, it'd be a disaster. So I am so appreciative of Team Good News and all that you do here. So let's read that account in Acts 2, verse 1. It says, "When the day of Pentecost has fully come, they were all with one accord in one place." That's not easy. "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all," everybody say all, "all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused because everyone heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, 'Look, are not all these who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and and Egypt, and I practiced those, I had them down, Egypt and the parts of Libya adjoining Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God.' And so they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'Whatever could this mean?' Others mocking said," and I understand, "'they are full of new wine.' But Peter, standing up with 11, raised his voice and said to them, 'Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. For these are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour, 9 a.m. of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel.'" You know, this is a big deal. This is a big moment in church history. Up until this time, the Holy Spirit had came upon to do exploits the prophet, the priest, and the king, and filled Jesus, as we read in the Gospels. Other than that, the Holy Spirit was not living in people. And so this is an amazing experience. And so they had 120 followers baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit that day. And the reason there were so many people in Jerusalem, they were celebrating the Feast of Pentecost, which was a Jewish holiday. And so every male was in a 20-mile area was to come to Jerusalem and to celebrate this feast. And so they had many nations, many different languages. It was a holiday. No one was to work. And so there were thousands of people on the street at that moment. And again, and not so much in Augusta, but you go to other cities, you can be walking down the street and you can hear a lot of different languages. You know, try going to Disney World sometime. You know, you don't hear English. I feel like a foreigner there. You know, just all the different languages. That's the way it was here on this feast day. And again, thousands of people in the city, in around where the upper room was. And so what happened, and what's so amazing, and so, you know, Jesus commanded, and I'll read this scripture in a minute, commanded them to be there. And so the Spirit of God came into that room, and it was a supernatural demonstration, and it was so powerful, it swept them out of that room, out onto the streets. In a supernatural occurrence, all the people that were around heard them magnifying and praising God in their language. So a whole lot of supernatural things happening, an amazing experience. And, you know, and sometimes it's easy to do, and we should, we make the emphasis about Pentecost, about speaking in tongues. And what speaking in tongues, what that is, it's a heavenly language. It's words not in our own language. We don't understand the words we're speaking. It's the language of the Spirit. It's a heavenly language. It's the Holy Spirit speaking through our spirit in these words that we don't understand. And it is a supernatural thing, and we should make a big deal out of that. But what we don't realize sometimes is the transformation that took place on the day of Pentecost. The transformation in these disciples. I mean, basically they were hiding out. I mean, they were being obedient, but they were hiding out. They didn't want to be on the streets. They didn't want to be recognized. They were still afraid of being persecuted, or that there were followers of Jesus made fun of, or maybe even, you know, their lives were in danger. So certainly they got together and they were obeying the command of Jesus, but part of it was just safety. Safety in numbers. And it's interesting, you know, there was 500 when Jesus ascended, only 120 there, brave souls, there on the day of Pentecost. I don't know where the other 380 went. They probably went to some cave somewhere. I don't know where they went. And then Peter, who's a fisherman, gets up and preaches this sermon to this big crowd, thousands. I mean, it had to be over 3,000 because 3,000 were saved. Where did he get these words? Where did he get this boldness? I mean, there's a transformation that took place in him in a moment. And so I got good news today. That same Holy Spirit that was there on the day of Pentecost. Same Holy Spirit is alive and well and working today, working in Augusta, Georgia, working in Peru, working all over the world. Alive and well, still doing His work. But the big thing is, are we going to be like the folks in the upper room? Are we going to receive it? Are we going to believe it? Are we going to receive it and allow that power to work and allow it to transform us? Because it's so easy in this world to be timid. It's so easy in this world to back off. It's so easy in this world to just be overwhelmed by the spirit of the world. And we want to just go and hide in our homes and watch TV. I mean, I love my parents, but, you know, what they do, they watch Fox News all day long. I go up there to see them and they are just scared, spitless. They're afraid to go to the grocery store. And nothing against the news, but they just hear bad news all day long, all the things that are happening. And it is so easy. I mean, and so I think it's so interesting that then, so they were holed up, they were afraid, but then God got them out. Out on the streets where the people were. And these people were transformed, they were changed. Let's read over in Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, verse 4. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which she said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Everybody say, baptized with the Holy Spirit. That's not my word. That's not my phrase. I didn't make that up. That's from the Bible. This is what the Bible calls it, baptism of the Holy Spirit. Also, they use the filling with the Holy Spirit, same thing. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons, which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power. Everybody say, and say it like I'm saying it. Power.
Power.
Let's say it again. Power.
Power.
Let's say dynamite power.
Dynamite.
All right, now they got you going here. Let's do dynamite power and just say bam. Dynamite power, bam. Bam! We're getting everybody ready for the mighty man. That's the theme of the for Bold Venture, is the, a warrior. Bam! Bam! Where was I? You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. This word power is the word dunamis in the Greek. And it means, and it's where we get our word dynamite. That's why I said that. It's energy. It's strength. It's might. It's great force, great ability, inner strength. And it's this power that brings dramatic transformations in and through us. Catch that? Dramatic transformations in us and through us to touch others. And so this baptism of the Holy Spirit is something after salvation. And I want to read a scripture about that. It's something that you receive. It's something you receive, just like salvation. Who's all born again and saved today? Romans 10. Believe in the resurrection. Confess Jesus as your Lord. We call that being born again, saved, received Jesus in God's family, son and daughter. You're in Christ. However, whatever phrase you want to use. And then it talks about baptism in water. That's something that I've done. 1983 in Kansas City in a pool. I was baptized in water. We baptized many up here. But then it's something else that talks about the baptism of the Holy Spirit that we receive by faith, just like salvation. And the evidence of receiving it is speaking in tongues. And so it is important. Speaking in tongues has been amazing to me in my prayer life and in so many ways in my life. So that is the evidence that you've received the Holy Spirit. So you can be saved, born again, be in God's family, and not baptized in the Holy Spirit. Now, so let's look at that in Acts 19. Acts 19, verse 1. And it says this, and it happened while Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus. And finding some disciples, he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? That's a good question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? When you believed what? Believed in the resurrection. Believed in Jesus. Received Him into your life. So they said to him, we have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. I mean, that's a big question in the church today. And he said to them, into what were you baptized? So they said, into John's baptism. Then Paul said, John indeed baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him when they come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. So when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord. In what way? Baptized in water. Right? Baptized in water, signifying they had been saved, they had been born again. And then when Paul had laid hands on them, this is after now they're baptized, and when Paul laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Do you see that? They were saved, baptized in water, and then they were received the Holy Spirit, filled with the Holy Spirit, then they spoke in tongues. Now, I've seen it in the Scriptures, in Acts, I won't read it. It has a part where they were saved, baptized in the Holy Spirit, then baptized in water. So don't get hung up on that whole thing. But you could have all of this in one day. And wouldn't that be great if we worked out that way? It should. I mean, I won't tell you my testimony, but it took me a while to receive. I was ignorant. And I had to go through some things before I received it, but you can receive it in one day. Okay, real quick, I just want to illustrate to you, we've done this many times here, illustrate to you the baptism of the Holy Spirit in a simple way. It's one of the best illustrations that I've seen, and you can see what's happened to Josh, and it's happened to others, and this is really what will happen today. If you've not received the Holy Spirit, today's your day. You're in the right place, the day of Pentecost, what a better day to receive. And we're going to have a time for you to come forward, and we're going to pray with you. But when you're born again, the Bible says that you cannot say Jesus is Lord without the help of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is there, but he's there in a measure. So he's present, so he's present when the day you were saved, he's there. And I'm not saying he's not in your life or working in your life. He is. But when you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, and it's again something you receive after salvation, one of the Bible ways is the laying out of hands in ministry. I've received it in my dorm room reading a book, but it's received by faith. But what happens is, and it says this in Acts chapter 1, it says the Holy Spirit comes up on you, upon you. So what happens is He fills you. Now watch this. He fills you. Fills you up, and then he comes on you to overflowing. Do you see that? And it's all over this cup. It's on my hands. It's filled on the inside, but now it's on the outside. And that's what the Holy Spirit wants to do. And one of the primary purposes of that is for ministry. I read that and, yeah, hey, good job, Kelly. Thank you, sir. One of the primary purposes is for ministry. It said that in Acts chapter 1. So you'll be witnesses. See how bold they were on the day of Pentecost? Helps you in your family. Helps you in ministry. Of course, you got a new prayer language. Romans says when you pray in tongues and praying in the Spirit, you're praying the perfect will of God. How amazing is that? Helps you in your Bible study and revelation and understanding of the Word. I've just been in situations where I didn't know what to do but pray in the Spirit. But the Holy Spirit is there for transformation. The Holy Spirit is there for power. And you receive power when you're baptized in the Holy Spirit. Now, there's days you don't feel like it's there. You go to the Word and it's by faith. And it says that there's continual filling also in the Bible. So I just want you to know that you're in a safe place today. But today is your day. Today, if you're here today, well, let's just do this first. Let's stand, everybody. Let's do this. And I just want to pray a prayer with everybody to make sure that you're born again. And I won't have you raise your hand, but it's a prayer based on Romans chapter 10. It says, if you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and you confess Him as your Lord, you'll be saved. So you believe in your heart, you confess with your mouth. I did that over 30 years ago. Many people have done that. And so I want to pray a prayer together. And all of us pray that. And so if you don't have that assurance, if you don't know you're going to heaven when you die, if you don't know that you're a son and daughter of God, or you don't know if you're in Christ, pray this prayer with me. Believe it. And God will come in and change you right now, okay? So let's pray this. Everybody say, Father in heaven, thank you for your word. I believe Romans chapter 10.
I believe you raised Jesus from the dead.
I confess Jesus as my Lord. He's my Savior. He's forgiven me of all my sins. Change me on the inside. Make me a new person. And now, Father, show me your plan for my life. In Jesus' name, amen. So we just thank you, Father, right now for people. Heaven is our home. Alrighty. So now is the next step. Now it's time to receive the Holy Spirit. I want you to come forward. Sometimes we'll have you go off to a prayer room, but we're just going to pray right here. If you're here today and you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, today is your day. Turn to your neighbor and say, today's your day. Today is your day. Today's your day to receive. And again, no fear here. Nobody judging anybody. No fear. This is a no fear zone. And if you want something from God, you go for it. So if you're here today and you've not been baptized in the Holy Spirit and you want that power in your life, you want that today, come forward right now. Come on forward right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Today's the day. Today's the day. Glory to God. Thank you, Father.